Okay, welcome to the pre-show. We had Woo! All right, welcome to our pre-show here for Monday. This is the 16th of November. Pete Bone is going to do his thing, right, Pete? Yes, this is Pete Bone, and let me tell you something. We've just had an election.
Hey, Pete, Tom Dovka. People want you to take a stand, so you're going to come down one side or another.
I'm going to take it. Don't worry about it, Tom. You know me.
Yeah, I know you. You haven't taken a stand. You got to...
Listen, no one makes his mind up like Pete Bone, okay? No one.
I don't see that.
I do. So goodbye, Tom Dovka.
All right, why don't you hang up on me?
I'm going to hang up on you, however, in a moment I will. But right now, I'm giving you the opportunity to understand that you are right. Don't get me wrong, you're right.
Don't get you wrong, I'm right.
That's right, you're wrong. I'm right. You're wrong, you're also right.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Pete Bone here. Tom Dovka is going to be with us. We've had an election. It's been a bitch. Yeah, baby. Oh, man. The things I've done in my life, places I've been, the people I've seen, the things I've tried, I'm always, my fucking life, if I may speak about myself for a moment. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm always fighting back from something, always battling back from something, always fight. It's a feast or famine with Phil Henry. That's me. I'm always getting my ass kicked, then getting back. I'm not making any claims of grandeur here. I don't think I'm that special. This has been my life. I always get my ass kicked, I get back up. I get my ass kicked, I get back up. And I'm always fucking fighting back from some shit. And what I'm trying to put down here, man, is there's got to be an easier way, you know, than to be constantly battling, always fighting something. All right, man. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. There. I just turned that up a little bit. May not make a goddamn bit of difference, but it does to me, man. I like this windscreen. See these windscreens? They're pop filters, actually, not windscreens. These were found by Jackie in one of the closets here in the studio. She was here, and she's, by the way, you know, or whatever it is, fingers crossed. That's what I'm trying to say. She's going to be here for Thanksgiving, which would be great, because her son, Ryan.
Hey, Phil, Tom Dovka.
Fuck off.
Okay.
I think Ryan and Stassi, Ryan's girlfriend, they're going to be in South Florida in Miami, so they can watch Kirby, and then Jackie can come out here. Because the thing Kirby is very old, and you don't want to put him in a... I don't know how other people are, but I don't board elderly animals. You know, you take care of them, you have them with people you trust, or you take care of them yourself. And that's, that's why most of the, I don't even want to fucking know how some people deal with their animals. They think they're doing just a great fucking job. I don't even know about it. But she found somebody, this older couple that boards dogs. So what do you think? I don't like these people, man, because they... she said something to them like, she wore a mask as she went into the house to meet them. Oh, we don't believe in that. All right, well, that's fine. You don't have to believe in that. And it isn't necessarily that you're going to infect the dog with COVID. We know that. But if that's the level of intelligence, I don't know that any animal, human, or any other life form is safe with them. So I said, yes, my opinion. I say no. Me, I say no. You say yes, I say no. You know, that's the way the world goes around. So who's Gretzky playing here tonight to break the whole goddamn all-time NHL thing, man? I can't wait for the NHL season to start. And I hope, I don't want the COVID pandemic to continue, but I thought it was fantastic watching the teams in the playoffs playing in that bubble. No fucking fans, and these guys are playing their goddamn hearts out. It looked like, for whatever reason, it looked like real sports. It's like guys, like as if you were out playing a pickup game on the weekend, and you're playing as if it's the goddamn Super Bowl or whatever. That's how hard these guys are playing. So it was a lot of fun to watch. I could have done without Dallas and Tampa Bay in the Stanley Cup, but the Invisible Cup. All right, now, fuck. They're playing what is that team? What the fuck is that team? The Canucks. It's Vancouver. They got that, remember when they had that stupid-ass fucking logo that doesn't, first of all, Canuck, I always was told, is a negative reference to a Canadiens. Is that who it is? I think. I always heard it was like a derogatory term for Canadians. So naturally, a Canadian team calls themselves the Canucks. And then on top of everything else, they come up with a fucking logo that you can't make hide nor hair of this goddamn thing. I don't know what the fuck it says. It's supposed to, it says Canucks, but it's this type of rather unreadable design, you know, and it ain't no thing. I mean, you know, do whatever you want, but it looked like fucking dog shit to me. Huh? Okay. Testing 1, 2, 3. All right, man. All right, dude. Whoa, shit.